Donald Trump was selling a watch that said Trump on it for $600. They got theirs and they forgot to put the T on it, so it just says Rump. So, I don't know. I think that makes it more valuable now.
Rump watch.
The NFL has released their schedule for the next season, and as Titans fans, we are cautiously optimistic.
There's a little hope. You know, we got a new quarterback.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll have some new tools to make a successful football team, which we've heard is a nice thing for a city to have.
I love it. As you were talking, your voice gets higher and higher. Like, can you tell I'm not really...
I don't believe it.
This is not really a sincere prediction, but I think that... Eventually, only Cocker Spaniels will be able to hear what you're saying.
Right.
But it looks like the NFL has given us a pretty good, you know, schedule. Kind of a easier schedule than most teams.
Mm-hmm.
We could win a game.
I'll try championship, not to. Good teams, and then we're in the bless your heart division.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they had some fun yesterday when they released the schedule. A lot of teams, the Titans included, put together a fun little video, and the Titans really scored this time. They did a parody of one of the, you know, drug commercials where they list all the side effects.
Yeah.
But it was Schedule Reezy.
Football is everything. Schedule Rizzy.
With Schedule Rizzy, you can live your season to the fullest. 18 beautiful weeks, marked, circled, counted down.
I was feeling down. Schedule Rizzy turned it all around.
Consult Tennessee Titans tickets before taking Schedule Rizzy. Side effects include altitude sickness, gridlock, hand, foot, and mouth disease. Imposter syndrome.
Wait, every side effect they list one of the teams were playing, which is really cool.
So funny.
Yeah, altitude sickness is starting things off with our game in Denver, right, the Mile High City.
Yeah,
and then
so
it continues
funny.
Through with jabs at some of our fellow divisional.
Yeah, the imposter syndrome. They met the Houston Texans.
Yeah,
which is pretty funny.
So funny.
It's a pretty good bird. Yep. They do mention diarrhea when we play the Cleveland Browns.
I love it.
That's awesome.
I love it because they don't take it real seriously. Like, they're announcing the schedule, but they're doing it with a smirk and a smile.
Oh, right. Yeah, you have to. Like, when your team's that bad, you have to be like, okay, we are the city's saving grace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you make the jokes before anybody else does, that just means you're cool.
Yeah.
Right.
When your marketing team is better than your actual team.
Right?
There's a problem.
Right? Can the marketing team help a quarterback stay on his feet?
Yeah, maybe we could get like a Super Bowl of marketing teams.
I like that. I like that plan. Three things you want to know this morning. HBO Max, streaming service that started a couple of years ago. Then they shortened it just to Max because, you know, less letters. But now they've decided they're going to change their name again to HBO Max. They're going back to what they used to be, HBO Max. Like,
what a relief.
Yeah.
I have the timeline. This is they've been HBO, then they were HBO Go,
right,
then they were HBO Now, then they were HBO Max, then they were Max, now they're HBO Max.
Okay.
Just to keep it all straight.
Yeah, that's right. For those of you who had that on your bingo card.
So 1,000 baristas from 75 different Starbucks stores have gone on strike this week. Their gripe is the dress code that they implemented this week.
Okay.
They have to wear a black shirt and jeans or khakis underneath their green aprons.
Isn't that what it's always supposed to be?
Apparently they were able to express themselves
like,
under the apron a little more. Oh my gosh. This is a quote from somebody who's striking. Starbucks has lost its way. Instead of listening to baristas who make the Starbucks experience what it is, they're focusing on all the wrong things, like implementing a restrictive new dress code.
See, you could make a case for like that, the exact opposite. Like, I'm sure once they relaxed the dress code, people were mad about them relaxing the dress code.
Yeah.
Right?
And this is just Starbucks that are unionized, and we don't have any of those here in Middle Tennessee.
that is correct.
I want to see them out there marching back and forth with their misspelled protest signs.
And their like they misspell your name. Stirring sticks with the posters.
I want to see that.
Yeah, there was one Starbucks manager who didn't really agree with the strike. Said, you know, what you wear doesn't matter when you're waiting half an hour for a latte.
True.
Really?
True.
Yeah.
Anything that can make you walk faster, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Live Nation is selling their cheap tickets again this summer. They're going to be sold for $30. And there's more than 1,000 concerts that you can buy these cheap tickets to.
Hmm.
So shows like Billy Idol, Cyndi Lauper, Rod Stewart, Styx, Toto. There's like 1,000 of them. So
cool.
You can go to Ticketmaster.com and check that out.
Sleep tight, America. Our Secretary of Health and Human Services has got you covered. RFK Jr., of course, he's made a lot of headlines lately by taking his grandchildren to go swim in a cesspool.
Yeah.
That was like a polluted river near Washington, D.C., where they actually had signs saying no swimming.
Wow.
But he took
look.
A dive anyway. And then he was in front of Congress yesterday asking questions or answering questions. And they asked him, you know, would you, you know, get the measles vaccine for a child now? And he kind of hemmed and hollered around. And then he said,
I don't think people should be taking advice, medical advice right. from me.
You shouldn't be taking medical advice from me, even though I am the Secretary of Health. I'm the one in charge of everyone's health. But don't listen to me.
Finally. He and I agree on something.
Exactly.
Feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
Well, some people just care about their jobs more than money. This is amazing. There was a nursing home in California that closed abruptly because of bankruptcy.
Duh.
And 16 elderly residents were left behind with nowhere to go.
Wow.
So
they just closed up shop and left those people there?
They just closed it down.
Oh my God.
A lot of people left, but there were still 16 people there who needed a place to stay. And two of the workers, Maurice Rolland, the cook, and Miguel Alvarez, the janitor, made the decision to stay behind and care for those 16 residents with no pay. They just kept feeding them, cleaning for them, and taking care of them.
Oh, my gosh.
And the great news is that because they did that, it shined a spotlight on what happened with this nursing home.
Yeah.
And now California has a new law requiring nursing facilities to give their residents 60 days notice.
Right. Oh, you can't just close and then goodbye.
Yeah.
Bail on these people's lives are at stake.
Right.
Wow.
So the company that owned it bailed on these elderly folks, but these two guys stayed behind and made sure they were taken care of.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's so sweet. That's
so
cool.
And hopefully not happen to anybody else.
Yeah. No kidding.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to wow in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, 93.3 FM. We are ready to play Gender Wars. Let's bring in our playmates. For the guys in the audience, we have Adam in Nashville. Hey, Adam.
Good morning.
For the ladies, we have Katie. She's in Antioch. Hello, Katie.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Sounds so perky.
All right, let's give you your Get Acquainted question. Starting with Adam, who was your celebrity crush growing up?
Okay, it's really funny. It was the 91 movie Hook with Robin Williams, Rufio.
Oh. Wow.
Very specific.
I'm going to have to go back and like rewatch to remember who that is, but I love that you remember that and it's still with you.
Oh my gosh, he's the leader of the bad guys.
Oh.
Yeah, he was the surrogate pan. No, he was the surrogate lost boy.
Blast from the past.
With the spiky red and black hair.
It's burned in your head forever.
Oh, that's
much
funny.
Now.
Nice.
Hey, Katie, who was your celebrity crush growing up?
Is and always will be Miss Britney Spears.
Yes, girl.
Girl crush. Okay, let's see how you do in the game here. We've got a screw for both of you, and we kick things off with a multiple choice question.
All right, Katie, did Gene Wilder play the Waco kid in True Grit, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, or Blazing Saddles?
I'm just going to guess True Grit.
True Grit is wrong.
Oh.
It was Blazing Saddles, the comedy.
The wickedly inappropriate yes. Blazing Saddles.
Okay, Adam. Jessica Simpson is a singer and fashion designer. Is she most famous for selling shoes, wedding dresses, or perfume?
Ooh. Shoes.
Yeah.
Although I do think she probably had a run for their perfume, like every pop star has. Okay. Yeah.
Probably.
But most known for
most
shoes.
Most known for shoes.
Yes.
Yeah. That was like my second guess.
Yeah.
All right. Katie, Stevie, and bounce back with this one. If a NASCAR driver radios in for a fresh set of stickers, what does he want?
Tires.
That's right.
Woo!
Well done. Good job.
Good guess.
All right, it's tied at one.
Okay, Adam, what sign of the zodiac is represented by an archer's bow and arrow?
An archer's bow and arrow. I'm going to gamble here. Sagittarius?
Your gamble paid off.
Wow.
Look at that.
Okay.
We got two good guesses.
Two good guesses are really fast Googlers.
Yeah. Right? All right, it's 2-1. Katie, you can tie it up if you get this right.
All right. Katie, Dwayne The Rock Johnson owns Tamara. That is a brand of what liquor?
You got me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he sells tequila.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yep. There's no way for Katie to come back. Congratulations, Adam.
Thank you.
You are the victor. You've got a Pogo Pass, the amazing pass that gets you into lots of things around town. Nashville Sounds Games, Nashville Shores, the Parthenon, all kinds of other fun activities in and around Nashville.
Nice.
That is your prize for winning in Gender Wars today.
Congratulations. Awesome. We play Gender Wars each weekday morning at 7:20 and 8:20 with Woody and Jim. Yesterday, I left the show, and I had to go home and wait for a guy from the insurance company to come over and check some water damage we had. We had a pipe break under the sink in the kitchen, and so there's some damage there. And I'm not going to tell you what insurance company I have, but it rhymes with bibberty, bibberty, bibberty. So I'm waiting for the guy to show up, okay? And so I'm sitting there, and you know, he says, I'll be there in a second. Almost there. Comes in, he starts, you know, taking pictures, and he starts, you know, measuring things.
Sounds like the right thing to do.
Yeah, and he walks around with, like, a little scope that tells moisture in certain areas and all kinds of stuff.
All kinds
of gadgets. I have no idea what it is.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's there, like, 45 minutes doing that. And so he says, all right, I'm going to send this in, and, you know, and you're going to be contacted by another inspector who is going to come by. And I wait, really?
Wait,
so
you
just did all
person?
This, and now a second person's going to come over. So I have to make an appointment for that and probably leave work early again so I can go wait for that guy. And then what's going to happen is this will come back to me. I'm going to be out of town for a little while, so I'll come back. I'm thinking this is the plan of the insurance companies. They're just going to keep sending more and more inspectors until eventually I die of old age.
Yeah.
And they don't have to cover it anymore.
Yes. All insurance companies, they want you to jump through as many hoops as possible. Uh-huh. So you're just like, you know what? Just don't worry about it.
Forget
I'm tired
it.
Of dealing with you.
Yeah.
I'm just happy giving you money for nothing.
Don't do it, Woody. Fight the good fight. Fight the establishment.
Woody and Jim in the Morning, our music mystery, giving away some VIP passes to the Hop Springs Rockin' Against Alzheimer's. Happened on Saturday night.
A night of concert fun in Murfreesboro. You can buy tickets and help the fight against Alzheimer's, but we're going to give you a couple of free tickets if you can identify this song and the two people that are remaking it.
I get the joy of rediscovering you. Oh, girl, you stand by me.
All right.
We need to know, what is that song?
Yeah, we've had people guess. 615-553-0933 is our text line. Gina, we've had some people guess.
Yep. Yeah, we had Chris Stapleton and Willie Nelson.
One of those is right.
Half right, yeah.
We had Willie Nelson and Waylon Jennings.
Who's dead?
Did they know he's dead?
Do they know Waylon Jennings died like years ago?
Maybe they didn't know.
Maybe
this was
through
just
a seance?
This was just recorded. Maybe they think it's an old song.
Yeah, they probably think it's an old one. Yeah.
Okay, we'll give benefit of the doubt.
We should have said this was just recorded recently.
Right.
Yeah. But they did include the song. They thought the song was Stand By Me. So.
And that is also wrong.
Incorrect.
Yeah. Okay. Three things you want to know this morning. There's a couple in Rhode Island. They bought the Trump watch. Of course, along with these golden sneakers and Bibles and NFTs, Donald Trump was selling a watch that said Trump on it for $600. They got theirs, and they forgot to put the T on it, so it just says Rump. I don't know. I think that makes it more valuable now.
A rump watch.
It's a rump watch.
Or great joke.
Wow.
So downtown kitchens on Broadway have been shutting down over the last few days because of the ICE raids. Mm-hmm. Steve Smith, who is the wealthy owner of several places like Tootsie's and Rippy's, a lot of his places have just completely closed their kitchen or closed their doors when it happens. Employees either not showing up or getting a warning that ICE is making raids and leaving the restaurant high and dry and customers with no food.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. Well, there was an Airbnb host who wouldn't give a guest a refund because she used hot water, so he charged her for using hot water. And she was like, well, I thought that that's just like included, as most people would.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, it's not. It's listed as like an additional amenity, whatever.
If you want to use hot water, it's going to cost you more.
Yeah. And so she contacted Airbnb, and Airbnb is giving her a refund.
Well, I hope so.
But it just goes to show, like, make sure you read the fine print in these Airbnbs,
right?
Because...
they're just
sometimes
like the hotels.
Hot water, right.
Adding fees.
Crazy.
Wow. All right, there's three things you want to know. And now back to our music mystery. Two famous artists singing a famous song. Who are the artists and what are they singing?
I'm forever.
Here goes.
Faithfully.
The Journey song.
All right.
And somebody got it right.
Yeah.
Who's on the phone with us?
We have Laura.
Hey, Laura.
Hi.
You guessed correctly. And the correct guess was Willie Nelson and Steve Perry doing Faithfully. And they shouldn't have.
she said it's horrible.
That was just an awful.
So bad.
Awful remake.
Why don't we just go ahead and cleanse the palate by playing the original?
Yeah.
Happy 40th anniversary, Faithfully.
Highway run.
Totally Hits 93.3 FM with Woody and Jim in the morning. If you're just tuning in. It's the 40th anniversary of that song, Faithfully, and it was redone recently by Willie Nelson and Steve Perry.
I'm forever yours.
Faithfully.
Ouch.
Now, Gina, you had a great description. Their voices are rough.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not pleasant to listen to.
What about Willie Nelson's voice? Your description there.
Yeah, I'm just surprised that he can still sing at his age. I would have thought like dust would come out when he would talk. Just like a poof.
Yeah, he kind of has to do kind of a croak talk sing thing.
Especially
now.
What he had 100 albums released now.
Yeah.
Like, how is his throat not just shredded?
Right.
Plus, yeah, he's been doing bong hits his whole life. So
yeah, that can't help. Well, clearly it does help, I guess.
We can hear the burning of a bowl.
But that has inspired other people who have no business singing to do their own songs.
Yep. Secretary of Health, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yes.
Is coming out with a remake of a classic song.
His palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. There's vomit on his sweater already. Mom's spaghetti.
I actually can't wait to hear the rest of that.
Actually, I think that's better than Willie and Steve. It's a good Faithfully. I don't know what it is about my money and how some people don't want to take it. It's really weird.
People are refusing your money.
You'd think people would be lining up.
Yeah.
To let me
hand them money.
Yeah.
Yes.
Three times now, I've been ghosted on Facebook Marketplace in the last month.
Wow.
Now, I don't usually buy stuff on Facebook Marketplace. I did maybe a few years ago from somebody.
Yeah.
But lately, you know, trying to save some money, I'll say, I'll buy something used or something somebody has made.
Something gently used.
So it happened the first time I was going to buy, somebody had built these like garden beds and we are putting in a garden. So he said like, oh, you know, I live down in, you know, near Murfreesboro and I made these and I'm selling them. And I said, great, I would like to buy a couple of those. And then come like the night before, I go, okay, can you send me the address, where to go? They disappear.
Oh, man.
So here I am like saying, I'm going to give you the money, whatever. I didn't even try to talk them down.
Yeah.
I'll give you the money. Let's meet up. They disappeared. So the same thing happens. A lady had a chair that I know my wife would really like. And I was thinking about that for Mother's Day. And we agreed like, okay, great. I'll meet you like Thursday afternoon after work, and I'll go to your place, and I'll give you whatever you put for the price.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's like, okay, that's great. And then I said, okay, where should I go? Never heard from her again.
Oh, my gosh.
Really?
And then
totally ghosted.
It happened again. Whatever you ask, I'll give it to you. I want that thing. Crickets.
Oh, gosh, that's frustrating.
Next time you make a deal like that, you have to say, do you really have this?
Do you really,
do you really want to sell it?
Send me a picture of you standing next to it with, you know, someone with today's date on it. Yeah, so I know you're real.
Like a hostage picture
or
something.
Exactly. Proof of life. That's what I need. It's a Woody and Jim Show podcast extra. Hey,
that introduction was extra.
It was a little too extra.
So extra.
Now, Jimmy was sharing with us an article that either your wife organized or she embraces about a new organization of people that get together.
I don't know if she would go for this because she's such an introvert, but this is actually called a silent book club.
Right.
In which people get together and don't talk about books.
They don't even read the same book.
Right.
But they just sit and read in silence.
Right.
Kind of like how public libraries used to be.
Yeah.
So people sit around on couches. They get together at a certain time.
Yeah.
And they each read their own book and ignore each other.
So honestly, at first glance, I was like, this is stupid. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, wait, my college roommate and I did this. We would sit on the couch at the same time, read books, not talk to each other. There's this, it's like a... You're not lonely.
It's an unspoken company that you keep.
Yep.
Yeah. It's like BYOB. Bring your own book.
Yeah.
And sit on a couch.
And blanket.
Don't talk. But you know, it also takes a lot of pressure off of you. You don't have to make small talk with people.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you know what that's like going in, sure.
Yeah. And I'm sure what people are nervous about joining book clubs and everything is maybe not finding the time to finish the book, or they don't want to talk about the book, and so this gives them the opportunity to still be part of a club but not have to like discuss or read a certain book you didn't want to read.
That's true.
Now, do they play music or anything like gentle, like massage parlor type music? Or
if
it's total silence, I can see it getting irritating if somebody in the room, like with 30 people, has a nose whistle going on.
Oh, gosh. Oh, that's my worst nightmare.
Devin, I told you to blow your nose before you come to book club.
Or someone like chewing their gum loudly.
Oh, yeah, chewing their gum. Snapping. Or like, yeah. Or like to hum while they're reading.
I suspect that there might be some mothers that could care less about reading or the books that everybody's reading. They're just there to get some peace and quiet.
Some quiet, just away from the children and life. Yeah.
Nobody's bothering me. Nobody's like ripping at my pet like, Mom.
But would you be ostracized if you sat on the couch and just stared ahead, raw-dogging the book club?
Oh, man.
Everybody but Brooks bought books, but you. It's all right. I'm just here for the quiet.
Peace. I just want peace.
Back to the podcast. Concert tickets are pretty expensive. How much are you paying per song?
So if you divide the concert price ticket by the number of songs that you get in the concert, you get the price per song.
Yeah. Science has figured it out, okay? We go with like Metallica, who are just here at Nissan Stadium.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Their average ticket price is $155. They do 17 songs. That means you're paying $9.16 per song.
When you break it down like that, that's like, whoa, that's a lot.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
They also did AC/DC. The average price is $193. They do 21 songs, and that would be $9.21 per song. Hmm. There's Beyonce. When she performs live, she does a lot of songs, 36 songs, and the average ticket price is $490.
Jeez.
Whoa.
That means you're paying about $13.63 per song.
But her songs, too, aren't full songs.
Yeah. Right.
Her and, like, Taylor Swift, they sing a lot of their songs, but they're
just in
cut
pieces.
In half. Yeah.
In medley form.
Yes.
There's Lana Del Rey, who, you know, if you're not familiar with her, that means you're a good person.
Yeah.
I don't
you like
her.
Good music.
I hate her.
You're not a 15-year-old emo girl. You don't know who Lana Del Rey is. But she's the worst. I guess she costs $16.02 per song. because she does 15 songs, and the average ticket price is $240.
Jeez. Mm.
That's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money.
Wow. Her fans like her songs more than money.
Yes.
That's wow. I got to say, I have seen Bruce Springsteen in concert.
Yeah.
He only does like four songs because he talks so much between songs.
Oh, I hate that.
You only get like two or three in, four if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, that's the worst.
Please enjoy this 8-hour version of Glory Days.
I know. I remember going to the concert and like, I know like his fans are hating me right now, but I was like, stop talking and just play the song.
Oh,
will you get to it already?
What are we doing the rest of the day, y'all?
I'm going to visit, I'm going to have lunch with a friend in Mount Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to mow the lawn, my exciting life, and also try to de-dog hair the inside of my car.
Ooh.
Oh.
So I think if you just pulled some of the hair off, you could make a whole other dog.
Right.
Yeah.
Make a sweater out of it, something nice like that. Yeah.
Comfy.
I feel that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's supposed to be one of the few days that it's not raining this week, so I think I'm going to go grill.
Ooh.
I'm going to go to the store and get me some meat to throw on a flame.
Nice.
That's a good way
to spend that's not a bad way to spend a day.
Yeah, Gina? That sounds good. Both of those sound good, honestly, now that you're talking about it. A hamburger sounds good for dinner tonight, and cleaning out my car sounds good, too, so I might be doing that.
Mm.
You guys gave me some inspiration.
Something delicious, entree, and a chore.
And a chore, but it'll pay off in the end.
Yeah.